Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 30th of April. The inflation focus continues today with the release of the Euro area flash consumer price inflation figures for April. This requires the release of the French and Italian flash data from the regions. The expectation is for a slight decline in the headline year-over-year rate. The German data yesterday managed to be both slightly above and slightly below expectations, depending on which particular measure one takes, which is just a reminder of the danger of putting too much weight on data expectations. It's worth reflecting that, using like-for-like calculations, the US consumer price inflation rate is exactly the same as that of the euro area at the moment. And with the release of April data from the UK in a few days, the UK is also likely to have an almost identical inflation rate. With inflation very firmly in the range of 1 to 3%, which is what a 2% inflation target implies, it is also fair to say that inflation is on target. Euro area headline consumer price inflation has moved from a high of 10.6% year over year to essentially target at 2.4% in the space of a year and a half, without there being any significant increase in unemployment. That sort of action is neither suggestive of sticky inflation, nor frankly is it consistent with a conventional cyclical inflation crisis. Meanwhile, the UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index was, in theory, a lot lower than consensus expectations. The consensus expectation was based off of three forecasts, however, and three forecasts cannot really be called a consensus. The point is that the British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index has experienced another big slowdown in the pace of retail inflation, with non-food items slipping into deflation and food inflation slowing further. The BRC measure does include the price discounts that are offered under supermarkets' two-tier pricing systems, but price discrimination does appear to be less of a feature at the moment as supermarkets face up to consumer rebellion in the aftermath of profit-led inflation and also face a competition inquiry again. Of course, retail prices are not necessarily the inflation driver in the UK or indeed elsewhere. The weirdness that is UK energy pricing has been a considerable issue with regard to the headline inflation rate. But today's data confirms the bias towards disinflation when economic forces of supply and demand are left to their own devices. Japan does not have inflation data released today, but it did report an unchanged unemployment rate against expectations for a decline, alongside March retail sales figures that were really quite weak, albeit with a modest positive revision to the February data. The enthusiasm about Bank of Japan's tightening of policy has been under some pressure of late, or at least expectations have been calming down. The yen, which has been moving around quite a bit with the suspicion that the Ministry of Finance has intervened in the foreign exchange markets, has weakened a little further today. French first quarter GDP growth was positive, with the consumer picking up the pace. As profit-led inflation has retreated, consumer spending power has improved somewhat across most major economies. Middle-income households are now generally having positive income growth and real terms, and that has given a resilience to economic activity. German retail sales data was a bit messy. There was more growth in the monthly change, but more weakness in the year-over-year change, suggesting that past economic data has been revised lower. That's not actually the norm for German economic data, where history is normally revised in a more positive way. But allowing for the fact that the current numbers will also be subject to revision, the suggestion is at least of an improving momentum on the part of the German consumer. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.